Okay, we're on Chagiga, Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom. We've given one source from Rabbi Hoshaya. What is the source that on Shavuos we can make up the korbanos of Yontov for 6 days, and we compared it to Pesach. And there are a bunch of questions were asked, but eventually we have that one answer. Now, the Gemara is now going to bring you a few other reasons or sources why to show us that Shavuos has 6 days to make up. One we have, very good, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. We compare Shavuos to Pesach. Pesach has 6 days to make it up. Shavuos has 6 days to make it up. Perfect. That was Rabbi Hoshaya. Comes along another teaching. Dvei Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Tana. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, they taught the following brisa. It seems a second source that Shavuos has 6 days to make up. Amar Kra, the pasuk says like this. Vekarasem, etc., etc., uvekutzrachem. And you will reap. Now, what's the entire, it's only the, you know, two words out of the pasuk. Let's take a look at the entire pasuk. It says, you shall convoke on this very day. There shall be a holy convocation for yourselves. You shall do no laborious work. Can't work on Yontif. It's talking about Shavuos. And so when is this holiday? When you reap the harvest of your land. Okay? Now, let's see what happens. It says, you can't do any work, right? This is all regarding the festival heart of Shavuos. It says you can't do any work, but then it says, when you reap. So that part is, when you reap, you'll give gifts to the poor. If you look at the entire context over there, it says you have the holiday of Shavuos, you don't work on Shavuos, and then it says, and when you will be harvesting, you will be reaping, you make sure to give gifts to the poor. Right? So it's right next to the topic of Shavuos. It talks about Shavuos, and like right afterwards, before it goes to the next holiday, it says, and when you're going to be harvesting, make sure to give your gifts to the poor. So why are we connecting harvesting to the gifts of the poor to Shavuos? Well, we're trying to show this a connection, and we're trying to hint the following. Ezel Chag, which holiday is it, Shatokore, that you, on the one hand, convoke it as a holiday, and yet the coats are bow, and yet you can still harvest? How could you harvest on a holiday? We said you can't do any forbidden work, and then it says you're harvesting. So what must it be? Havi Omer, I would say, Zechag Atzeres, that's the holiday of Shavuos, right? Because it's next to the holiday of Shavuos, right? There, it's recorded in the whole section of Shavuos. Now the question is, I don't get it. The Torah is saying you're harvesting on a Yontif. How could you harvest on a Yontif? Amos, when do we exactly convoke and when exactly do we reap? Like, what's going on? We're calling it a Yontif and we're reaping? How do you do that? Elema, if you're going to say we're talking about the Yontif, the day of Yontif itself, the day of Shavuos itself, that we're calling it the Yontif and we're harvesting, what are you talking about? Ksira b'yontav mishari. Is a person allowed to harvest on yontav? That's one of the 39 prohibited activities. Right? So then what's going on? There's only one answer. Elalav, we must say, lit tashlumim. We're talking about the 6 days of the makeup days of Shavuos. It's not referring to the yontav, but yet it's called a day of convocation if these days are days that can compensate for the first day of Yontif, right? Let's take a look at the note. And then it's not Yontif. And then you could be harvesting as well, because it's ready after Yontif. Every other Yontif has makeup days, but they're all day, we'll see in a minute, but you can't harvest. Since the Torah actually intends a day after Yontif for you to bring the korbanos, melacha, prohibited activities, are permitted when it's not Yontif. Hence, one may reap and perform all manner of work in addition to those labors involved in bringing his festival sacrifices. Nevertheless, that day that you bring the sacrifice is called a holy convocation, even though malacha is then permitted because the festival sacrifices are offered on it. So therefore, we have a second source. Again, the Torah is saying, you have the Holy Shavuos, you make it a holy convocation, and when you're harvesting, you make sure to give gifts to the poor. So how are you harvesting on Yontif? Ella what? Since there's 6 days of that you can make up for Shavuos, it carries that holiday theme, we'll say, because if you're bringing a Yom Tov offering the day after Yom Tov, it's like a Yom Tov for you, but yet it's not Yom Tov, and therefore you may bring karbanos and you may harvest. So this is another proof that Shavuos has 6 days after the holiday is over to bring it. Clear?
It's good, but it doesn't really get you to the sixth. The other explanation gets you to the sixth.
Excellent. So hold on to that thought, please. More will come around to that. Now the Gemara's going to say, wait a minute, why do I need two different sources to show me there's six makeup days? Rabbi Shaya gave us one source that we compare Shavuos to Pesach. And now you got this other rabbi, was who? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said, no, it's a day where you can harvest. So why do I need two separate sources? The answer is ultimately going to half address your issue. The Afal Gav de Itmar de Rav Elazar, even though we have this teaching of Rabbi Elazar, still, Amar Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya's source was also stated where we connect Pesach, Shavuos to Pesach. So why did we do that? Because we see you're going to need both teachings. Because you have one teaching, there'd be something missing. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We need Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's teaching to say that it's a holiday when you can still harvest. Rather, you need his teaching. Why? Because it's Shelley's. No. So we need both of them. For if we only had the law of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Shaya, if you only had that, Hava Mina Aymain had thought, Ma Tashum Shechag HaMatzos Osir Basias Malacha. If we're comparing Shavuos to Pesach, maybe we only compare it. We have to compare it totally. What's going on?
Maybe we should do that.
If we're comparing it totally, then we'd so let's compare it totally to Pesach. Now Pesach, you have 1 day to bring the korban, 6 days to make it up. But on those 6 days, those are days of Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed?
No.
So if we're comparing it to Pesach, then what would I say? I guess Shavuos, 6 days after Shavuos, even though it's on Yontif, you couldn't do any work. I think Af Tashlumei Atzeres, even the compensation days for Shavuos, Nami Osir B'Sivli, you couldn't do any malacha. So that would be from Rav Shaya. Sefer will have the other teaching, Kamash Malan, the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So therefore, the teaching of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov will teach us, no, because you can harvest. It's a time we are allowed to harvest. So therefore, we only learn Shavuos from Pesach that you have six makeup days, but not that activity is prohibited, because the other teaching says the activity is prohibited on Shavuos as it's a time of harvest. And the reverse. V'imid Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, you only have the teaching of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov that says that we can do work on the days that are compensation for the first day of Yom Tov. Then we have Shelley's questions. We move the top to Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Shelley's question was, Lo Yadana Kama, how many days do you have? I don't know, maybe you only have 1 day to make up. From where do you get 6 days to make it up? Kamash Malan de Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov, de Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Hoshaya, comes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Hoshaya and says, no, it's compared to Pesach, and you have 6 days to make it up. So that's why you need both teachings. One teaching says it's 6 days. The other one says, but yet you may do work during those 6 days, which is a unique situation that you don't find by any other yontif. Every other yontif has either one or the other. In other words, you can make it up, but you can't do any work. It comes Shavuos, you can make it up, and you could do work. Now, what do you see from this? So that's the point. Okay. What?
specifically says you should eat matzah for 7 days, so we know that it's a 7-day holiday and you should sit in your sukkah for 7 days. So it's even clearer. But it doesn't say Shavuos is 7 days or whatever, so it's only the 1 day.
Right.
So do we really need this? We need this to tell us you can do the make it for 7 days, but do we really need this to tell us you can harvest?
Yes, because if I'm comparing it, because the only way I know you can make up is because I'm comparing it to Pesach.
Right, but as far as working goes, it clearly says 7 days.
That's why you have to have both. That's why you have to have both psukim. If you didn't have that teaching, if you didn't have it, right, and he's linking it to Shavuos. He's linking it to Shavuos. You might have said, well, harvesting has nothing to do with Shavuos, even though it's after Shavuos. That teaching is saying it's linked to Shavuos, that right after Shavuos you may harvest. That's what it's teaching you, not to think that, you know, well, even though it's not really Yontif, but since those are makeup days, they have a holy nature and you can't work. That's why you need the second teaching to teach you that you may work on Shavuos.
Yeah, I was just thinking that you use it to say you can do the makeup days, but since the Torah doesn't say it's a 7-day holiday.
Everyone agrees it's a 1-day holiday.
Right.
But the question is, so why should you be able to make it up for another 6 days? Only times we can make up is by Pesach and Shavuos is only when it's Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed.
Okay.
Why would I think you can make it up? I need a teaching for that. So we're comparing it to Pesach. When I'm comparing it to Pesach, it's already that holy enough for me to make a makeup. It should be holy enough that it shouldn't work. Okay. So you have to know you don't work. So now we have two teachings for this. Now, Gemara tries a third teaching. There's another discussion about, and another set of psukim about Shavuos. Reish Lakish Shamish, Reish Lakish is looking for a third source for this. It says, V'chag HaKotzir. In the book of Shmos, it refers to Shavuos as the holiday of the harvest. Okay? So he says, Ezel Chag Sha'ata Chogig V'Kotzir Bo. What holiday is it that you can celebrate with a Korbin Chagiga? It's a Chag. Korbin Chagiga. And you can also harvest. Right? What is that? Havi Yomar, I would say, Ze Atzeres. That's Atzeres. That's Shavuos. It's the time of the year when you harvest the first fruits. So that's what I'd figure, right? But then we're asked, well, then we're going to have to analyze. Well, Amos, well, when are you exactly doing all this? When do you exactly do both, bringing a Chagiga and reaping your fields? Elam V'yontiv, it's the day of Yontiv Shavuos. Sir v'yontiv nishar, you allowed to harvest on yontiv? No. Alalav must be with tashlumen, must be for the compensation period. So the Pasuk's teaching, the festival of Shavuos is followed by a compensation period. And again, same thing, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Reish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yoshaya's interpretation, for it instructs us to the length of the compensation period. Reish Lakish adds his own teaching to teach that malach is indeed permitted at that time. So why did he not? Why didn't he like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's teaching? It was almost the same thing, wasn't it? It's just a different pasuk, but it's the same idea. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, "It says when you're harvesting, you give gifts to the poor." So he eschews Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's teaching, which also serves that point because he prefers a derivation from a verse that concerns Shavuos itself. It says it right there. The holiday is called the holiday of harvest. The other teaching said, after Shavuos, it says, and when you gather your grain, give gifts to the poor. It didn't call Shavuos a holiday of gathering. That's what he says a little bit better than that, right? He prefers that to what the other rabbi did, to one from a juxtaposition of two verses. You'll make it a holiday, and then afterwards it says, and when you harvest, which we think has nothing to do with the holiday, that rabbi said, it since it's afterwards, we connect it. In other words, the teaching before just said, well, it says yontif here, it says harvesting, well, we'll connect them together. So this rabbi said, well, I don't want to do that. Let me find a source that directly calls the holiday itself a holiday where you harvest. That's what he prefers to that. So that was what Reish Lakish said. However, Rabbi Yochanan is going to knock this off. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan does not like this interpretation. If you're going to say that, Elamayata. So, you know, that's when it says Chag HaKotzir. You're telling me Chag, you're saying the word Chag HaKotzir means a holiday when you may harvest. Well, let's look at another Yom Tov. Chag HaAsif. But the pasuk also talks about, it calls it the harvest of the ingathering, right? What's the pasuk over there? And the festival of the harvest of the first fruits of your labor that you sow in the field, and the festival of ingathering at the close of the year when you gather your work from the field. Okay, which holiday is the holiday of the ingathering? Which one is that? Sukkot. So what are you going to tell me there? Just like by Shavuos, the holiday of the harvest, you can harvest on these days. How are you going to be able to ingather on the days of Shavuos? Which days are you going to say you can ingather? Chol HaMoed? The same days you have the compensation. Shavuos, we're saying it's after the Yontif is over. It's only one day Yontif. How, if you're saying, you know, I could have said the holiday of harvest means, yeah, in that season of the year when you harvest. No, he's saying, no, it's on that day, in that period where it's a Yontif you harvest. So that's, you understand, a problem. You know, that's okay, but you can't say, well, the harvest of the gathering is talking about Shavuos, where I'm actually gathering on Sukkot. When I'm actually gathering on Sukkot, so what holiday has gathering? Have you ever said Chag of Sukkot? I'd say that's Sukkot. Ema, so you tell me, when can you gather on Sukkot? It's on the first day of Yontif. Malach of Yontif. Sure, can you do Malach on Yontif? Absolutely not. Ella, what do you want to say? B'chol HaShemot, it's Chol HaMoed. Chol HaShemot, are you allowed to work on Chol HaMoed? You can't do that either. Right? Only certain activities for eating and celebrating the Yontif. But you can't harvest on Yontif. So therefore, this cannot be the interpretation that the holiday of the heart of the harvest means you're harvesting on the holiday. That can't be correct, because we'd have to be saying the same thing by Sukkot. It's the holiday where you gather, and you don't gather on Sukkot. So therefore, how do we have to interpret the word, the holiday of the harvest? Not that you harvest on Shavuos, but rather what? In that season. You've been harvesting before Shavuos. Elachag habob is manasifa. Therefore, by Sukkot, we say Sukkot's a holiday where it's the time where you've been gathered. You've been gathered before the Yontif, coming into the Yontif. Hachanami, same thing over here by Shavuos. Chagabob is man kitsira. It's a holiday that comes at the time when you have been harvesting before, but not on. So we've knocked off that third teaching. That's why the second teaching, although it's not directly saying you've harvested on Shavuos, because it says you have Shavuos, and then when you harvest, you give to the poor. Okay, so we'll connect it that way. Although it's not as overt, but if you're going to do the overt teaching, it won't fit for Sukkot at all. Okay, so now, and that was a knockoff of Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish does not respond to that to that question. Sometimes, you know, you say a drasha, somebody asks you a question, you answer it. Reish Lakish said the drasha, Rabbi Yochanan knocked him off. And Reish Lakish did not respond. He didn't say, no, maybe we could say this, we could say that. So, you know, you got me on that one. I guess my drasha is wrong. So now, you know, because I'll tell you what Reish Lakish could have said. He could say, wait a minute. Maybe, who says you can't work on Chol HaMoed? You can work on Chol HaMoed. So it's no question. He didn't say that answer. Since he didn't say that answer, Michalal, we can imply from this question and answer that both Reish Lakish, who first tried to bring the idea, and Rabbi Yochanan, who knocked him off, and Reish Lakish, who conceded to the knockoff, they both must hold to Chol HaShemoed Aser Basias Malacha. They most agree that you cannot work on Chol HaMoed. Both of them agree. You follow the proof? Because Rav Shlakish could have just said, no, my drasha is a good drasha. You said, when are you going to harvest on Sukkot? You're going to harvest on Chol HaMoed, because you can work on Chol HaMoed. He doesn't say that. So, and these are always two guys who are always arguing with each other. So they're not arguing. They mean they both concede the fact that what? You cannot work on Chol HaMoed. And now, Gemara now is going to now say, well, that's just implicit from their question and answer. But what is the source to that? What is the source that one cannot work on Chol HaMoed? Minani mili. What's the source we do not work on Chol HaMoed? The Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis taught us in a brisa. It says like this. Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yomim. You will safeguard the holiday of Pesach for 7 days. So how do you safeguard the holiday? Guard. You guard the festival. That means you're you know, when you're using the word tishmor, you have like, for example, shomor es yom haShabbos l'kacho, guard the Shabbos. What does it mean, guard the Shabbos? You can't do work on Shabbos. Zochar es yom haShabbos means you remember the Shabbos, you make kiddush, you do positive things. Shomor means you can't do. And here we're using the word seven days of Pesach, tishmor, safeguard it. Safeguard means you don't work. Limei, that teaches us achol shomoid, that says it's 7 days you don't work. That's cholamoid, she'asr b'malias malacha, is prohibited in doing work, because that's as I explained. The word tishmor, to guard, means you guard from doing prohibited work. Now, while this verse establishes a prohibition against malacha for the cholamoid of Pesach, how do you know that a similar prohibition exists for Sukkos? It only says by Pesach you will guard it. It doesn't say guarding by Sukkos. Maybe only Chol HaMoed Pesach not. Yeah, but it doesn't say you can't work. Turi Evan explains that Rabbi Yoshaya relied on Rabbi Yosef's teaching below, we'll see below, for that law. Well, Rabbi Yosef in turn relied on Rabbi Yoshaya's. Okay, we're going to see it still has more to explain. We're not finished. This is all Divrei Rabbi Yoshaya. This is Rabbi Yoshaya. So Rabbi Yoshaya says, we learn you don't do work on Chol HaMoed because it says 7 days you safeguard the Pesach. But you're right, didn't tell me anything about Sukkos yet. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan says, no, ain't it tzarach. We don't need that drush at all by Pesach. We don't need it alone. Rather, it's a kal v'chomer. It's an a fortiori argument. Uma rishon v'shvi. Let's look at this first day and the seventh day of Pesach. Okay? They are prohibited activity, right? Those are yontif. First day is yontif, seventh day is yontif. Even though, she'en kedush l'fnei, each day, the first day, doesn't have any holiness the day before or the day after. Day before Pesach isn't holy. The day after Pesach isn't holy, right? But the seventh day of Pesach, the day before isn't holy, the day after isn't holy. But each day, the first and seventh are holy. And still, the first and seventh days are prohibited in work. So Chol HaMoed, she'esh kedush l'vem, that's a holy day beforehand, which is the first day of Pesach, Lachrem is a holy day on the seventh day, Eino Din, isn't it a fortiori, She'yosar v'sis malacha, you can't do any work? He's doing logically. The first day of Pesach, you can't work. Well, I can't work, because Tzar says so, but there's no holy day before or afterwards, still it's a one day holy day. Seventh day has nothing before or after, still a one day holy day. So now I figure, now what about the 5 days in between? Well, if there's a holy day before and a holy day afterwards, shouldn't you say that should be holy days? Whereas the Torah made the first day holy, even and the seventh day holy, even though there's no holy days before and after it. So why shouldn't we make the middle days holy? If they've got a first day before is holy and the seventh day after is holy, that would seem to be a good enough proof. Now once we say that, we're now going to know why on Shavuos, Chol HaMoed will be Aser. Also, because the first day is holy and Shmini Atzeres is holy and the 6 days in between are sandwiched in between. Sukkos, amen. Sukkos, amen. So therefore, that's how that's going to come out. Where it says, wait a minute, maybe that's not going to be a proof. So you're saying this is your kal v'chomer. If first day is holy, seventh day is holy, then the days in between are holy. Well, we don't see that applying everywhere else, though. That logic doesn't apply everywhere else. What about Sheshi Mei Breishis Yochicho? The 6 days of creation will disprove that. Shesh Kiddush Lefneim, there's holiness before them. Right? Shabbos. You have holiness on Saturday before the 6 days start, and you have Shabbos the next Shabbos. Saturday to Saturday. What about the 6 days in between? They're not holy. They're not holy. Umotarim v'siyas malacha, you're allowed to work. Right? So that knocks you off. We see, even though you're sandwiched in between holy days, you could work. The answer is no, but you know, there's one thing different. But there's nothing special about those 6 days at all. Today, Tuesday, there's nothing special going on today. But by Chol HaMoed, there is. Ma'alas sheis yivei breishis. You can't compare to the 6 days of the week. Shem akor musaf. You don't bring a musaf on a regular weekday. Tom, are you going to say the same thing? B'chol HaShomoed, Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed, there's a special musaf offering. Sheish bo korban musaf. Since you bring a korban musaf, it makes a difference. When you have 7 days where every day is a Korban Musaf, and the first day is Yontif, and the seventh day is Yontif, so I can see the days in between, You make them holy too. You can't work because there's a musaf already brought. Can't say that by weekdays. Weekdays there's no musaf brought. So therefore that logic doesn't apply. Where it says, wait a minute, if you're going to say that, you got a problem. What about Rosh Chodesh? Yochich, Rosh Chodesh will disprove that. Sheyesh bo korban musaf. There is a korban musaf on Rosh Chodesh. U'mutar b'siyas melacha. You can work. So what is the fact that you have a musaf make any difference if you can work? There's no day before or after either. I mal Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh she'ein kari mikra kodesh. It's not called mikra kodesh. It's not called a holy convocation. That's why it's not usher b'malacha. Rosh Chodesh is not called a holy day. You can't compare Tomer b'chol shomoyd. You can't compare the cholamoyd shekare mikra kodesh. It's called a mikra ay kodesh. It's called a holy day too, even though it didn't specifically say it's usher malacha, but it's called a holy day. Ho v'kari mikra kodesh. Since it's called a holy day, dinhu she'asur v'siyas malacha. Therefore, it makes sense. It's not prohibited in malacha. And therefore, now we've got two sources why you don't work on Chol HaMoed. Right? The first source was what? 7 days you safeguard the Pesach, one teaching. The other one was a Kal V'chomer. If the first and seventh days are holy, then certainly the days in between are holy. And that's, we're going to have now tomorrow, another source against doing work on Malacha, but it's a good place to stop. Yeah.